And he said, it's your fault. Your recommendation of The Bear, my wife and I sat down and we binge watched the entire thing in a weekend. It was so good.
That's basically what I did.
Yeah. So I was just really glad that, you know, somebody called in to say, yeah, we took your advice, we watched it, it was great.
Hey, Jay Scott's an influencer.
Well, he influenced Hulu to get more money out of me.
All right, Jay is going to tell you about Heirloom Jewelers.
Ah, yes. Let me tell you about Heirloom Jewelers. They are open up today. Well, actually, I say that. They're open by appointment only today. Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4. Saturday, 10 to 2, by appointment only. Really, all you need to know is their phone number, 260-0066. That's who you call. You're going to call that number, and you're going to talk directly with the owner of Heirloom Jewelers, Troop Booth. You'll talk to him about jewelry that you've got that maybe you want to sell. Jewelry that you've got that's an estate, you know, heirloom pieces, estate pieces that you don't know what the price of it is, but he can help you out with that too. Maybe you've got gold, a broken gold bracelet or gold jewelry of some sort that is no longer being used, being worn. You have no interest in it, but you really didn't know about, you know, how would I go about selling it, especially if it's broken. He'll buy it from you, and he's going to pay top dollar for it as well. Gold is high right now, and he would like your gold, and he will pay for it as well. And he'll give you even more money for it if you want to do like a store credit thing and use that money towards something in the store. Perfectly fine as well. If you want to see what they've got in their inventory at Heirloom Jewelers, all you need to do is go to Facebook, Instagram, or this website, heirloomjewelers.com. You go there, you'll see everything that Troop has on offer at the store, but if there's not something there that you like, you can talk to him and say, this is kind of what I'm looking for, and he can put his feelers out there and find the piece you're looking for. He has experience doing this because it's in his blood. His family has been doing this since 1977. His grandparents opened the store. Now he's running the store. Their number again, 260-0066, and online, heirloomjewelers.com.
All right, so we'll do the lame-ass St. Patrick's Day story at the end of the show.
Okay. All right.
Okay. That gives us plenty of time for you to forget.
See, I was going to leave
it. I think it's one of my better lame-ass stories.
See, I was going to leave at 8, but now I'm here till 9.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with
it. I can see you from around the corner over there, Mr. Red Face.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with the story at all. It is a great story. You know, part of me is just, you know, just...
Do I owe you money for running me a favor earlier this week or anything that I should pay now? I could do that. All right, we're going to get an update on the roads from Skipper. Take a look at what's celebrated here on the 15th of March. And Random Facts next hour, starring Jay Scott, and as always, followed by a $20 Food Outlet Pop quiz question. Skipper, what you got?
Doing live!
He is.
Well, traffic is building all over the area. We're seeing a lot of cars now on I-65 north and southbound into downtown Montgomery. 85 northbound out of downtown is beginning to get busy as well. And we've got a couple of disabled vehicles. First one is going to be on 85 northbound right after Ann Street before Perry Hill. It's off on the right side of the road. And an 18-wheeler off on the right side of the road just past the ramps to Taylor. That's on 85 northbound. Buckle up, drive carefully, light to moderate traffic everywhere else. Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes is ready at a moment's notice. Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Hello, this is Colonel Patrick Downing, U.S. Army retired, on behalf of the nearly 400,000 veterans in Alabama, urging the passage of the Veterans Access to Care Bill to give veterans and their families better access to health care specifically tailored to their needs. Our veterans have done so much for us. Now it's time to do what we can for them by providing a state-run health care system just for veterans and their families.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Need storage? Riverway Storage is a 20-acre secure and monitored facility storing personal and household items, RVs, campers, and boats. They're all a part of their service. Recreational vehicles can be stored outside or under two types of covered buildings. Their facility has plenty of room, even for heavy equipment. For your convenience, registration and payments can be made online. A locally owned business located just off Redland Road at 480 Old Rifle Range Road near Wetumpka, just off Highway 231 on the way to the lakes. Visit their website at riverwaystorage.com.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Today is March 15th. It's Everything You Think Is Wrong Day. But Shadow, isn't today the Ides of March? No, no it is not. Wrong answer. Do we have a lovely consolation prize? No, we do not. Because it's Everything You Think Is Wrong Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
The property damage is staggering, and there are fatalities from powerful storms that roared across parts of Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio yesterday. Some of those storms unleashing tornadoes. At least two deaths are confirmed in Logan County, Ohio. A lot of people injured. Indiana State Police speaking of many significant injuries. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell unloading on his Democrat counterpart Chuck Schumer for Schumer's call for new elections in Israel and for criticizing Prime Minister Netanyahu over the war in Gaza. McConnell suggesting that Schumer ought to mind America's business. A ruling expected today from a Georgia judge on efforts to remove Fulton County's District Attorney Fonnie Willis from the Trump election interference case. While in Florida, a judge has refused to dismiss the Trump classified documents case. And on Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 62 points. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
You and I in a little Irish pub drinking pints of Guinness. It's the beer we love. A bunch of drunken Irish guys. 99 green buffoons go by.
It's that convenient time of 7-Eleven on News Talk 93.1 FM. I got to say, I'm not a big fan of St. Patrick's Day because it just seems like another day on the calendar where everybody's supposed to get totally crap-faced.
What's the
point? How does that honor or celebrate Ireland? What does that say about Ireland?
I don't know, but I was...
Or St. Patrick.
I happened to be listening to a Cleveland radio station this morning, WTAM, because of the tornadoes up there that killed six. Anyway, their St. Patrick's Day in Cleveland is huge. And I'll tell you where else it's huge. In Savannah, Georgia.
Really?
It is a big deal in Savannah to go to St. Patrick's Day and celebrate. Yeah.
I hear they sent out a Zippia.com, puts out a guide, how to call in sick the Monday after St. Patrick's Day. Keep it brief. Less is more. Tell your boss as little as possible without sounding evasive. Give a bunch of details is not necessary. The more specifics you add, the more suspicion it can cause. No. Acknowledge the bad timing. Your boss knows it's Monday and the day after St. Patrick's Day, so not mentioning it would be suspicious.
Now, I have a tradition.
Only tell people who need to know.
I have a tradition of I've got to have corned beef and cabbage. Corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah.
I've got to.
Are we doing movie Sunday?
Oh, I thought you were in New Orleans. You're not in New Orleans anymore?
No, I'm going Easter weekend now.
Okay. You know what? You know what we're doing? We're doing the Abe Lincoln thing.
Awesome.
What's it called?
Manhunt.
Manhunt? Okay.
Yeah. And then offer to do makeup work. I don't know. If I'm a boss, if I'm running a business, I'm just telling them, you're either here Monday or you're fired or you're not getting paid. Why am I such a hard ass about this? I have no idea. 7:13.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
We're watching a line of storms moving through the state this morning. It has already prompted some warnings. And the line currently extending from about Fort Payne to Tuscaloosa at the moment, and it will be tracking southeastward as the day goes on. There is a severe thunderstorm watch covering northwest Alabama until 10 a.m. this morning. So showers and thunderstorms today are becoming likely, some strong, possibly severe. I think by late afternoon, early evening, it's over. Today's high around 79. We had a record high of 85 yesterday. We tied the record.
85?
I know, right?
I knew it was warm. I didn't realize it was that warm.
Warmest day of the year, and I was actually breaking a sweat taking Chase for a walk yesterday afternoon. Low tonight down to about 61. Tomorrow's high in the mid-70s, mostly cloudy, with the rain chances tomorrow very small, 20% or less on Saturday. So Saturday's really not a bad day. Now, another round of showers and possibly some thunderstorms on Sunday with a high near 70. Then much cooler air. And the same timing as last week, with a high temperature only in the low 60s on Monday, last day of winter. We could tease the freeze mark perhaps on Tuesday morning. I've got us around 33. It's late in the ballgame for that. That's the first day of spring. And Tuesday's high, barely up to about 60. Right now this morning, cloudy, very mild. You can feel the humidity, too. It's 67 as we wait for the rain here at 7:14.
At CB&S Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Market features up before the open of the market, marginally, and that's exactly what Brant McDonald predicted. It would be trading sideways, but make no mistake, the big story this week is inflation, again, making a comeback. Yesterday's producer price news, it's costing more to make stuff. And guess what? That's going to become part of the price of the goods that are sold, and the numbers are going to get higher and higher. How this impacts your money above and beyond paying more for what you buy, that's something that Brant's expertise really comes in. He may join us at 8:30 this morning. I'm not sure on that. But he's available to you for a one-on-one to talk about your financial future. Pick the brain and get advice from people who are dedicated to research and noticing trends developing in the market and kind of getting a grip on what may be happening so they can protect their clients' money. So if you're looking for a team of people that can protect yours and grow it at the same time, call 387-0094 for Invista Advisors. Another thing you can expect on St. Patrick's Day,
the beer snob.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, stranger. Can I buy you a beer?
Sure. What kind?
They're selling green beer.
Well, obs, but what variety? Lager, pilsner, a Kolsch, perhaps an ale?
I don't know. Ale?
Okay, well, an IPA, APA, double IPA, New England IPA, West Coast IPA. I just hope it's not English style.
Well, it's green, so Irish style?
Yeah, there's no such thing. Well, what varietal of hops? Cascade, Mosaic, Citra, Imperial, Simcoe? Oh, and a quick follow-up. Was it dry hopped? And if so, for how long?
All I know is it comes out of that tap, and it costs $2.
Well, at least it's draft beer. You know, when I first started my craft beer journey, when draft wasn't available, I'd only drink out of bottles, like Pliny the Elder. Canned beer was unspeakable until they started selling 16-ounce cans and four-packs and charging $16. Wait, hey, where are you going?
To buy someone else a beer.
Can you see if they have any Baltic porters?
That does get a little pretentious, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The hops, the barley, where did it come from? Where did they grow it? Where did they brew it?
Yeah, I'm not a beer guy.
It all tastes the same to me.
I drink beer socially when I'm with other people who are drinking beer at a you know, like when I go to, what is it called, Pie and Pint, and you're going to drink beer, you know.
Well, it all looks the same in the toilet 6 hours later, so.
Yeah, I don't do it anymore.
You're 17.
You're so cool. I never really did beer anyway. It was,
I can remember my first taste of beer. I was a little kid. Because Grandpa would come over on Sundays, and he and Dad, on a hot summer day, they had those classic beer glasses.
Yeah.
They'd be outside.
The mugs?
That beautiful gold liquid with the white foam on top. Hey, Gregory Benjamin, you want to take a taste of this? Blatz? Grandpa and I were drinking. And I remember taking a sip.
Yeah. And not liking it?
I don't know. I don't remember. So yeah. I certainly can't blame those moments for launching me into a career of alcoholism. But
I don't know. I like the dark, like the Guinness type stuff. Those.
No, that I don't like. Yeah. That I can't do. It's got to be the blonder types.
Yeah.
And I remember growing up though. Tapping the keg. I mean, I wasn't tapping the keg. I was watching.
The hardest thing to find in the beer section at a store is the beer. Because there's every other damn thing on the planet.
White
there
Claw.
Now.
Yep. Yeah.
All that stuff. Yes. And they're putting all these different, infusing all these different flavors in it now. When are they going to? I'll bet for Easter they have a Peeps flavored beer.
Well, there's mango.
I would imagine.
And somebody will buy it too.
Yeah.
Our grand prize drawing is at 8:55 this morning. We give away the works from Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire. They're the best team of people to team up with in the ongoing maintenance of your vehicle. And they take all your excuses away. Pick a location. Mount Duncan in Millbrook, high atop the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. Downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. They're all prepared for you to come by, drop your car off. They'll get you back to your office or home, wherever you need to be. And then arrange to get your car back to you later in the day. It's called customer service that exceeds your highest expectations. And certified technicians at all three stores to diagnose and repair just about any issue that your car can have. And when you need tires, remember Don has major name brand tires straight from the manufacturer, so we can offer you those on a wholesale price that comes with the cost of installation included. That's Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire. You might want to look them up on Facebook for tire specials and more. It is 7:20. Part one of Random Facts is next.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. The SLE Rodeo gets underway today and runs through Sunday. It's the greatest show on dirt, bringing in some of the best cowboys and cowgirls in the country. The rodeo is hosted by the Southeastern Livestock Exposition, a nonprofit organization that supports Alabama's youth through scholarships. The state of Alabama reached a $220 million settlement with two opioid distributors on Thursday. The case was successfully settled after more than a year and a half of litigation. The state will share the settlement funds with local governments and public hospitals. The Alabama Supreme Court heard oral arguments on Thursday in a 2020 wrongful death case at Jackson Hospital in Montgomery. Attorneys for the plaintiff argued some of Governor Kay Ivey's proclamations during the COVID pandemic were unconstitutional and exceeded her emergency authority. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota of Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage. Plus tax, tag, title, and $9.95 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You suck. And yet you keep returning.
Hoorah!
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's March 15th, the greatest day ever. On the 15th of March, 44 BC, Roman Emperor Julius Caesar was stabbed in the back. A day earlier, he ignored the warning of a soothsayer to beware the Ides of March, because Caesar had no idea what the word Ides meant either. Have a great March 15th, the greatest day ever.
And now, Jay Scott, he's a knife guy, and he's next with
Knife Guy.
You know what? And Julius Caesar was knifed?
I thought it was an arrow.
It was last hour.
What'll he die from this hour?
By the way, we did 200 on breakfast yesterday.
Awesome, we made it.
That's what we asked for, right?
Yeah, and we last I checked, we were at 199.
Yeah.
So I was hoping somebody else would chime in.
Did you know, you may know this name, either of you may know this name, Captain Charles McVeigh?
Yeah. I know that name.
Christine's dad?
Christine McVeigh. Charles McVeigh.
Was he a boat-related guy?
He was a captain, yeah.
Yeah.
Could have been air, but no, he was a boat. He was a boat-related guy.
Yeah.
Which boat is it? Your brain is clicking, man. I can see it working through.
Was he involved?
The Mayflower.
No, it's a pretty, you. I think you're close.
A terror attack boat?
No.
No? Charles McVeigh. Enterprise?
You're close. Indianapolis.
Oh, God, that guy went through hell.
Oh, my God. Right? What a terrible story.
Yeah.
He remains the only United States Navy captain to be court-martialed for losing his ship in a time of war. Though his sentence was commuted, a lifetime of tragedy and guilt led him to take his own life in 1968.
Yes, and that, again, that story is very similar to Oppenheimer, because he did his job for the government.
Yeah, he
followed standard procedure, zigzagging to avoid Japanese torpedoes.
They were on a secret mission.
Yeah, well, they had just come back from delivering the atomic material to Tinian Island.
Yeah.
And good thing it didn't happen on the way there. Yeah, that's ridiculous. And most of his crew showed up in his defense.
Yeah. Yep.
Another great American wrong that needs to be righted.
Sticking with, the war and the atomic materials. Did you know napalm, an incendiary mixture that was developed in 1942 at Harvard University?
Not the soap.
There's a napalm soap?
No, never mind. Never mind.
I didn't know. I mean, I know lava. anyway, napalm killed more Japanese in World War II than the two atomic bomb blasts.
That is correct.
Yeah.
March 9th, 1945, the bombing of Tokyo. 16 square miles of the city burned.
Incinerated.
Exactly. 145,000 estimated dead. So I ask you, was that any nicer than the atomic bomb? I mean, we were in a war. They didn't want to surrender. You blame the military leadership of Japan for that, Tojo and his crew, not us.
Did you know Paris's Gare du Nord?
Gare du Nord.
Gare du Nord.
Yeah.
It is the 24th busiest train station in the world.
Oh.
Why the 24th? What is, who's the, well, the reason I'm telling you that this one is the 24th is because the 23 other busiest train stations in the world are all in Japan.
Yeah. And this one, where is this one at?
Paris. Paris breaks the combo there, coming in at number 24. Did you know? Let's go back to Japan. Again, we've been in Japan for a while now. We talked about the napalm, then we talked about the train stations. Did you know that despite gambling for money being illegal in Japan, many parlors for the Japanese gambling game pachinko, they exploit a legal loophole where players are awarded special tokens instead of cash, which are then sold by the players to outside vendors, and then those are sold by the vendors back to the parlor. It's a whole situation to get around the gambling thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you go in and win these things, and then when you leave, there's people outside like, I'll buy that one for this, I'll buy that one for this. You give them that, you get your money. Then they go back in, they give that back to the parlor pays them for it, because they didn't gamble and win it. They bought it from somebody. And then the establishment buys it back from that person.
Interesting loophole.
Yeah.
Looping.
So that they can gamble. I don't know why they don't have, I don't know why gambling's legal in Japan. That's odd to me. Japan feels like one of those
stricter.
Well, not necessarily strict. Well, certain parts of Japan, I should say, seems like they would, seems very Vegas-y.
Yes.
Is basically what I'm getting at. Bright lights, all the little glitz and things, like, yeah. Hey, come spend your money, but don't gamble it.
Ironic that today Hiroshima is a thriving modern city, and Detroit, which built a lot of the components, including the plane that dropped the bomb, mm-hmm. is a total crap hole.
Did you know the Kalasa Temple, which I could be mispronouncing, Kalasa Temple? It was sculpted from a single rock. It is in India. It is notable for its vertical excavation. Contrary to many other ancient rock structures, this temple complex was built from the top to the bottom rather than from the bottom up to the top.
Hmm. Interesting.
Very interesting. And I'm going to Google that during our break so I can see what that looks like. Did you know? I was going to say, did you snow? I don't know why. Did you know? And I'm going to point to Rich for this because it's a Civil War random fact.
Okay.
When Sherman published his memoirs mm-hmm. during Grant's presidency,
yep.
many thought that Sherman treated Grant unfairly. However, Grant defended the book, saying, "When I finished the book, I found I approved every word. It was a true book, an honorable book, just as I expected Sherman would write."
Huh. Interesting.
I didn't know there was that kind of level of respect between the two.
You know, and then...
Actually, I kind of do get that from Grant.
As decent men go, Grant had to be one of the
right, yeah.
Top like,
that sounds very much like Grant. I don't know about Sherman.
Grant...
Sherman was a maniac.
Grant wrote his memoirs and died shortly after it was...
And who facilitated their publication?
Published. Wait a minute. That's a good question.
So that Grant's family would have money.
Right. And that's what saved his wife as far as money. Who was it again?
Mark Twain.
How about that? That's a great fact.
One other little sidebar random fact to that random fact is that Grant's book was... not only read by, but very much appreciated by Admiral Yamamoto in Japan, the man who launched the Pearl Harbor attack.
Yeah, because he went to school here
in Harvard. Right.
Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to give you a random fact about... the national anthem. You'll be familiar with that random fact of the national anthem. Both of you will be. A lot of people will be. We're also going to go back to Japan and tell you about a national holiday or an additional holiday that they have over there. We will give you a random fact about, a newspaper. The Musulman is the name of the paper. I'll try and figure out to give you some more information there, but there's a very interesting thing, random fact about that particular newspaper. And we will also give you a random fact about a home in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. A couple bought it in 1974. I'll give you an interesting random fact about that house coming up on Random Facts.
All right, coming up after part two of Random Facts, our pop quiz question. We give away a $20 Food Outlet gift certificate. Let's talk about some of the specials. For chicken lovers, first of all, the tenders they sell at Food Outlet are bigger than your average tender that you've seen in other stores. Substantially. These are the ones that are so easy to grill, a little sprinkle of cricket dust, have a sauce handy, and it's healthy, it's good for you, and they're only $2.26 a pound. That's one of the lowest prices I've seen on those in a couple of years. So Food Outlet remains your inflation, deflation, grocery nation. Nice rump roast, only $4.54 a pound. Oscar Mayer hot dogs, a one-pound package, bun length, or regular, $1.98 for those, and that's all different types of hot dogs, beef, and so forth. Get yourself a head of green cabbage for St. Patrick's Day for just 57 cents. Pillsbury flour is $3.51 for the five-pound bag. Heinz ketchup, $2.63 for the 20-ounce, and Bluebell ice cream, by the pint, $2.33. These specials are all posted at the door. For example, Dasani water, a 32-pack of those, is $3.60. And Sunny D by the gallon, $2.84. At Food Outlet's three locations, 3543 Highway 14 in Millbrook on Main Street, west of Highway 31 in Prattville. And I'll see you Sunday morning, Coliseum Boulevard, next to Eastbrook Flea Market in Annville. 7:34, your skipper.
We continue to give you the all clear this morning. However, we do have a lot of cars out on the road. Your biggest problem this morning is going to be congestion in some spots like I-65 southbound into Montgomery, the interchange, 85 northbound out of downtown. Of course, we're always busy around the boulevards this time of the morning, and traffic is building all over the area. A few minor things going on, but nothing that's really going to slow you down on your way in. So far, we will keep you updated. Spring is coming at Premier Place. Shop its fashion, GNC, T-Mobile, Goodwill, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program, yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. This is unacceptable. The VA Home Loan Program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
How do you know once you pass that family and friends will get what you promised and that someone won't destroy or replace your will or trust with a fake one? How many copies of your will do you have and do your loved ones know where it is? Every time you change your will, you have to copy, distribute, and have it notarized. Put a stop to all of this at SecureAWill.com, where your important documents like last will, trust, or goodbye letter are stored until your passing. Then they send your info to whomever you've requested. You'll be 100% safe with voice biometrics and their new video signature. Visit them at secure-a-will.com.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is March 15th. It's Everything You Think is Wrong Day. But Shadow, isn't today the Ides of March? No, it is not. Wrong answer. Do we have a lovely consolation prize? No, we do not. Because it's Everything You Think is Wrong Day.
And now, I don't think that's true because I think it's time for
random facts.
Good. I'm glad you think it's time for random facts. And you did that in a very great way. I thought I was going to have to Joey up the room, but then the clouds saved the day.
Yes. Storms are approaching.
You can feel the moisture in the air.
It's awfully moist around here.
It's just like a Betty Crocker cake, Jay.
Quite moist in this room. Did you know only 6,000 Americans were killed in action over the course of the entire 8 years of the Revolutionary War?
That is impressive.
Relative
to what I might have guessed.
Maybe.
You asked how many people do you think, I would have guessed 30, 40,000.
Right. But there were only 10,000 Americans to begin. I don't know what the amount of Americans there were.
No, but you're stumbling on something. Per capita, as far as how many citizens there were, it's a lot.
So that's probably a lot, to be honest with you, because there probably weren't that many of us to begin with.
What war killed more than all the other wars combined?
Civil War, right?
Yep.
Yeah. The Americans killed more Americans than all the other wars combined was the Civil War. Did you know? Okay, you guys are going to know this. It is partially a baseball random fact. The first artist to sing the national anthem with their own twist, their own flair, was essentially blacklisted because of it.
Really?
Oh. Do you remember who it was?
I don't.
No.
Jose Feliciano.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Game 5.
I remember.
Of the 1968 World Series. Got him in a lot of trouble. He was essentially blacklisted for his rendition of the song because people found it offensive. He was not back on the Americans' good side until he dropped Feliz Navidad.
That wasn't that long after either. Hey, forgive me. Here's a song that you'll be sick of soon.
I don't know what his version. I've never heard his version from there, but apparently it was a big deal.
It was kind of done in the style of Light My Fire.
Hey, maybe we can YouTube it here.
Acoustic.
Oh, yeah, you probably could.
How about if I do that right now? Use tubes.
The only other, national anthem baseball World Series thing is the whole Roseanne Barr.
Oh, God. In San Diego.
Here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. Please rise and join in the singing of our national anthem, which will be played by Merle Albee's band and will be sung by Jose Feliciano.
Old Tiger Stadium in Detroit.
Oh, can you see
still alive?
I don't know.
Jose Feliciano, I believe he might be. Wow, he changed the whole, like the just the whole like composition of it.
He put it into, you know, the context of, or the stylistic context of Light My Fire.
He is alive. He was born September 10th.
Connection to the 68 World Series. See this picture here?
Oh,
in
yeah.
This month's Boom Magazine.
Is that from the 68 World Series?
No, I'm batting against Mickey Lolich, who was the 68 World Series MVP. How about that?
I love that. I love
Small
that.
World, ain't it?
It is. Care to take a guess on Jose's age?
87.
76.
You went over. He is under.
Oh, 83?
You went over. He's still under.
81.
You went over.
78.
He nailed it, 78.
78.
He was born September 10th, 1945.
Prosperos Año Nuevo. That's Happy New Year.
He did do a rendition of The Doors' Light My Fire, by the way.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yeah. Actually, no, that was that charted. That was a top 40.
I like it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then Feliz Navidad to get him back into the good graces of the American people. Did you know, in Japan, by law, a workday becomes an additional holiday, also known as a citizen's holiday, if that workday falls between two holidays?
What? Wait a minute. No, you lost me.
Yeah.
You lost me.
Explain, Lucy.
If for whatever reason, if it's a work, so it's got to be a workday. In other words, if there's a holiday on Friday and a holiday on Monday, then whatever, the weekend's the weekend. It doesn't count. But if there's a holiday on Monday and a holiday on Wednesday,
yeah,
then the day in between also gets wrapped up in there as well. So it becomes three.
Wow.
It's called the citizen's holiday if a workday falls between two holidays. I guess perhaps...
Don't let the state of Alabama know.
Yeah, no. I guess perhaps if you did have to work on the weekend, but there was a holiday on a Friday and a holiday on a Sunday, then you would also get that Saturday as your holiday as well, suppose, if that's the case.
Mm. I don't know,
but that's interesting. Did you know the... Musulman, the Musulman, I'm probably mispronouncing this. It is, it's Chennai-based. I'm not sure of that one either. Anyway, it's the world's only newspaper which is entirely written by hand.
How about that? That must take a while.
Instead of being typed. It is done in it's Chennai-based, it's the Urdu language. It's a newspaper that has been circulated since 1927.
Mm.
And apparently is always 4 pages long.
Mm.
And I guess they write it and then they go back. And
you know, on a slow news day, Rich, they can write like big bubble writing. And
yeah, really big letters. There's a sale at Penny's.
Yeah.
I also have a random fact that's going to come up like a month from now. That I did just a couple weeks back. Mm-hmm. There is a paper that is published only on Leap Day.
Oh.
There's a newspaper that is published only on Leap Day.
Well, you only have to work every 4 years.
Yeah. That first issue's a collector's item. And finally, did you know a couple in Edmonton, a suburb in Edmonton, they bought a home in 1974. The realtor had talked to them about, hey, look, there's going to be a train line that's going to be coming through here, and you're going to be just 30 minutes from everything you need to be from, because you'll get on this train, and it'll just take you right there.
Uh-huh.
That train station finally opened in 2023.
Wow.
They bought it in 74, like, hey, man, I can't wait for that train station to go away.
We're ahead of the game. Yes, you are.
They opened in 2023. Those are your random facts.
Now, it is kind of a drab day, but it is still technically winter.
I like drab.
We like to look forward to the vibrancy of spring colors and maybe a new look in your home. And Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings hope that you will at least include them in your shopping. I mean, you can't have a better furniture shopping experience than you can at Kaiser. That begins, of course, with the people that you'll meet there, like Stella Beard and Leslie Wolfolk, who has decorating experience and can offer her assistance free of charge if you're trying to achieve a certain look with a room or your entire home. Some people like to theme up everything. Nobody has more to look at because they've got 60,000 square feet in this very functional But practical warehouse, you know, that overhead, that means they can keep their prices down because they're not paying for ridiculous neon signs and other trappings that can drive up the cost of an item at some of the national franchises. And they have room to display everything. No matter which way your tastes run, Kaiser will have options for you in that taste. And by the way, if you spend $1,000 more, you can buy it with interest-free financing through a Synchrony luxury account for qualified customers. And when you get to check out, the sales tax is only 8.25% at Kaiser, where it's 10% at all the city furniture stores. Just another thing for your consideration. So from selection to service and savings, nobody beats Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. They're at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. If you want to buy Wiser, shop Kaiser. And you get a great sneak preview at their website, which is Shop Kaiser, K-Y-S-E-R, shopkaiser.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, time for that $20 Food Outlet Pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about a substance that killed more Japanese in World War II than the two atomic bombs that were dropped. What was that substance?
272-9228. 272-9228. First person eligible with the correct answer wins that $20 Food Outlet gift card. Everybody else can hang around and do follow-up questions because today at around 8:55 we do the grand prize drawing. 272-9228. We're answering calls now.
Well, we continue to give you the all clear this morning. However, we do have a lot of cars out on the road. Your biggest problem this morning is going to be congestion in some spots. Like I-65 southbound into Montgomery, the interchange, 85 northbound out of downtown. Of course, we're always busy around the boulevards this time of the morning, and traffic is building all over the area. A few minor things going on, but nothing that's really going to slow you down on your way in. So far, we will keep you updated. Spring is coming at Premier Place. Shop its fashion, GNC, T-Mobile, Goodwill, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
All right, let's go to the tote board, the call board, and see where we're going first here. And I need that cue from Jay, because I'm not sure who's out.
Probably that last one.
The last one.
Last one.
All right, that's what I thought. Marvin, good morning.
Marvin, you there?
Hello.
Marv?
Hey, Marvin.
Marvin,
what's going on, man? Oh, I see what happened.
Oh,
there he is.
I know the answer.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. What's the answer?
Napalm killed more people than atomic bomb.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, correct. Yep.
All righty.
Got it, man.
Hang on. Let's do some follow-up questions first. Let's go to Backup Steve.
Hey, Backup Steve. Hi.
Good morning. Once again, convoluted intros. Perfectly timed. It was like as if watching somebody surgically cut the intros in with a Ginzu knife.
How about that? Thank you very much, Steve.
Hey, Captain.
You're welcome, my friend.
Captain Charles McVeigh was court-martialed and convicted of what crime?
It was court-martialed. I know about the USS Indianapolis, but I'm not sure what the crime was because it was had to do with the fact that he didn't turn on his sonar, I believe. Or right. Locator beacon.
You got it. All. I mean, he's the only ship lost in the World War. Anyway, they convicted him of that. But you got it, man. You got it.
Yeah, lost the ship and everything. But if, you know, he didn't have his locator, so they didn't know where the crew was.
Of course.
They didn't know, you know, where everybody was when the ship was torpedoed.
He was following. Instructions.
But a very sad and tragic story there.
Those are the guys, they lost about 600 guys to sharks. Tiger sharks. Oh, all right, so he gets the dinger. And next we go to Jay Tom.
Hey, Greg.
Hey.
Hey, so let's see. The publishing of Grant's memoirs was facilitated by who?
Oh, man. I didn't write it.
All right. We got to keep moving. Okay. Let's give that question to Darren.
Hey, Darren. Hi.
Hey, sir.
Grant's memoirs facilitated by who?
Sherman.
Well, no.
What famous American author saw to it that he got published and got a good advance to take care of his family after he died?
I couldn't tell you.
Oh, okay.
His last name is the same as a famous Canadian singer who does a lot of country, has a residency in Vegas.
Anyway,
it was Shania Clemens.
His name is Justin Bieber.
No. Twain.
Twain. Very Twain, good. Twain all right. Is right. Twain is Singer right. for you. Good Twain work. Right. 7:51 already.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
It's been a very stormy morning in North Alabama where there is a severe thunderstorm watch in effect, and there's been some warnings as well. The leading edge of the line of storms has now reached Birmingham and will be moving southeastward as the day goes on today. So, showers and storms become likely, some strong, possibly severe, with damaging wind gusts the main threat. High today, 79. Low tonight, 61. Tomorrow, high temperature in the mid-70s. Really, Saturday's not a bad day. I think it's mostly cloudy, but the rain chances are really 20% or less on Saturday. So Saturday would be the best day of the weekend. Another round of showers and maybe some storms on Sunday with a high near 70. Then much cooler air will follow this, just like last week. It's just very, very similar in that the highs will be in the low 60s at best on Monday, and we could be teasing the freeze mark, perhaps. I've got us around 33 on Tuesday morning. It's late in the ballgame for that. That would be the first day of spring, by the way. We had a record high of 85 yesterday. Unbelievable. Right now, this morning, you can feel the humidity in the air. It's cloudy and 67, very mild, at 752.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASB Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASB.
Rich, I'm taking best shot for me to do a bike ride would be like right after the show, huh?
I would say as early as possible, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because I'm looking at that rather intense line of storms. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, up in the Birmingham area, it's already cut through Tuscaloosa. Right now, hey, you guys in the back, bring him in, because he's going to tell you about the Seafood Bistro.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Thank you very much, cult. the Seafood Bistro, I'm not taking you guys over there. I don't want to scare people. But the Seafood Bistro opens up at 11 a.m., and they are going to serve you delicious food. Go to their website to look at that food, or go to their Facebook page and look at that food. That stuff is fresh there. I mean, the pictures of the website are fantastic, but what you see on Facebook is usually as it is being made, or as they make these dishes that people have ordered, or for either takeout, or they're sitting in the restaurant right there ready to order. It just looks so dang good. TheSeafoodBistro.com is their website. The delivery apps, they also have them up there. Like and follow them on Facebook so you can see those menu items and also any kind of specials they may have. Just kind of, I mean, Paul owns the place. He can just do his own thing, whatever he feels like it. So they might run something special on their Facebook page. You don't want to miss out on that when they do. The barbecue, the NOLA style barbecue shrimp, the Seafood Bistro tacos, the seafood gumbo, the red beans and rice, the shrimp and grits. Don't forget about the wings and those boil bags as well. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Their number is 279-7500. But remember their website, just theseafoodbistro.com. Google their name, you'll find it. And you can put orders in there if you would like to do so. The Seafood Bistro. Like and follow them on Facebook.
All right, coming up, our risky click of the day as we look into a song that, well, let's put it, it's very unusual. That is ahead. And next hour, we'll play Little Kid or Drunk Adult. You can win a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card. Right now, we have the Wall Street Business Report at 7:55.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Andrew Stewart. The number of Americans who applied for jobless benefits last week have increased, but that number still considered low.
Overall, 1.8 million Americans were collecting unemployment during the week that ended March 2nd. That's an increase of 17,000 from the previous week. Layoffs remain at low levels, but there has been an uptick in job cuts recently, mostly across technology and media. Some of the companies that have announced layoffs recently: Google parent company Alphabet, eBay, TikTok, and the Los Angeles Times. Outside of tech and media, UPS, Macy's, and Levi's also recently cut jobs. I'm Rita Foley.
Nissan and Honda say they'll work together in developing electric vehicles and auto intelligence technology. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow dropped 137 points. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Andrew Stewart.
Impact Live presents the Guess Who live in concert.
American Woman!
Sunday, April 21st at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Tickets on sale now at the Impact Box Office or Ticketmaster.com.
No sugar tonight in my coffee. No sugar tonight in my tea.
The Guess Who, live in concert. Get your tickets now.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
I work with unbelievable people. I feel like CBS News. I mean, the people I work with, they're like the platinum people of the industry.
Jill Schlesinger is the Emmy and Gracie Award-winning business analyst for CBS News. We talk about careers in journalism and significant mid-career shifts. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
Mow Like a Pro with Hustler Turf Zero Turn Mowers. They engineer their mowers to be maintenance and service friendly for the everyday homeowner while not sacrificing the build and cut quality they're known for. From the heavy-duty frame to the welded steel deck to their trademark smooth track steering, Hustler Turf Zero Turn Mowers deliver professional-grade cut quality for a perfectly manicured lawn. Why don't you stop by and see Dietzville Ace Hardware? See the Hustler difference for yourself today. Dietzville Ace Hardware on US 31 just north of Prattville, or Google Dietzville Ace Hardware for more information.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is